Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who.
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not.
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcasts. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
Okay, and now we're going to talk about this past weekend's UFC on Fox, Long Island, and the fact that Chris Weidman, he finally got another win. And that sounds kind of weird to say, Chris Weidman finally got a win, but he was coming off of three straight losses, 1-2 when he lost the title to Luke Rockhold. The second one, a devastating knee in which he got knocked out by Yoel Romero. And the third one was
a stoppage by Gegard Mousasi.
Yes, who was no longer in the UFC. So he's come off of a three-fight losing streak and an impressive win, an impressive stoppage of Kelvin Gastelum. I always have a hard time saying his last name.
Kelvin Gastelum?
Gastelum. Isn't it hard to say his last name? It is challenging.
I guess.
You're like, I guess. You know, the one thing, the reason why I bring this fight up, one, because it's a big deal, but the second thing is, after the fight, he's talking to Michael Bisping, he's talking about he's back, and a title shot, and things like that. And the first thing I went through my mind is, what the heck are you talking about a title shot? You just lost three in a row. You're not even in line for a title shot. I was wrong. He is in line for a title shot.
Yeah, you look at the division at this stage.
and this is the reason why. What I'm doing right now, since this isn't on television, is I'm bringing up the rankings. So you have the champion, Michael Bisping, who has only fought the number 14 contender since he won the title from Luke Rockhold. So he hasn't fought. And how long has it been since Bisping's fought?
I mean, almost a year.
It's been over a year.
Almost. First, he recorded his first defense in October.
Okay. Michael Bisping hasn't fought since Nixon was president. I think that's how long it's been. So then you turn around and you say, who's the, you know, we have the number two contender, which you'd be setting up a Robert Whittaker because he beat Yoel Romero. So Robert Whittaker, you know, that's going to be the next championship fight is Bisping versus Robert Whittaker. Nope. Robert Whittaker got injured during the Yoel Romero fight, which is impressive that he beat the two biggest, most scariest guys in the middleweight division by taking a win off of Jacare Sosa and Yoel Romero. But, and it says his next fight is supposed to be a title, but he's actually, he has an injury and he's going to be out for a while.
Yeah, he said he the earliest he could return probably 2018.
Right. So Whittaker is going on the shelf for a while. Next, Luke Rockhold. Luke Rockhold has not fought since he lost the title. He's fighting in September, but the last time we saw Luke Rockhold, he lost. So there's another guy with a loss. Yoel Romero. Hey, Yoel Romero just lost to Robert Whittaker. Gegard Mousasi. That's the next guy, right? Nope, he's gone to Bellator. So, do you go Jacare Sosa? Nope, he lost. He's number seven. So the person ahead of Jacare Sosa, the only guy with a winning streak in the top seven that's available to fight is Chris Weidman.
That's a thin division.
That's crazy. It's you're right and you're out your darn mind all at the same time. It's a thin division because you're right. Everyone's lost. These are all killers, what I've just mentioned, but they're all coming off of losses. What do you do with this division? A champ that hasn't really defended his title because he fought the number 14 guy who was 830 years old, Dan Henderson. So he really hasn't defended his title yet. And every, you know, the interim champion, he's out injured and he's going to be fighting, you know, sometime in 2018. And everyone else has a loss. The only person that has a win right now is Chris Weidman. Is it crazy to put him in the ring and give him a title shot as his next fight?
I mean, if Bisping is healthy, I mean, Bisping is also one that is injured as well.
Well, now he's supposedly he's healthy now.
Now he's
supposedly
healthy.
Yes. So what do you do with this? What do you do with Chris Weidman? Do you give him a title shot?
You could if you want. I'd rather give GSP the title shot if you're going to give anybody the title shot in this thin division.
And that's what I'm saying. Or do you give... But no, GSP, it's already been stated that GSP is fighting...
The winner of Maya and Woodley.
Right, so GSP is now out of this picture. So do you let Bisping set even longer?
I think he's fine with being his champion as long as he was.
Has there ever been a champion that's getting so much pub? I feel like the UFC is really promoting him, but he has done nothing. I don't think he's done anything.
Yeah, I mean, he had a long career of being a gatekeeper before this.
And now he has a long career of being a gatekeeper, and now he has a long championship run of keeping the gate closed.
He loves it.
Of course he loves it. I get to be champion, and I get to fight the number 14 contender, and...
I get to talk smack on UFC on Fox, yes, and on my podcast, and all this.
I get to talk all this smack. Hey, Robert, and you know, with a knee injury, you're going to get Robert Whittaker coming off of a knee injury.
He still beats him.
Well, I personally think everybody in the top 10 beats...
I don't know about David Branch and Derek Brunson. Maybe not Lyoto at this point.
I would, you know what? David Brunson, Lyoto Machida, Derek, David Branch, and Anderson Silva. I take them. I say it's a close fight, but I take them.
Yeah.
I think
I can see. I can see everyone in this whole division beating him.
I hate to say that. I don't mean any disrespect, but
if Dan Henderson almost knocked him out multiple times in their fight at the age of 48 or so, I definitely think everyone else in the division has a great chance. Everyone else in the division,
right?
Not even just the top 10. Not even just the top 15.
So you're telling me if I, you know, I just said, you know, and I haven't fought a fight and since 93, 94. So you're saying if I get down to the weight class, I got a shot?
Yeah, you cut that weight. You're not too dehydrated. I think you got a good shot. You just land one of those overhand rights. I mean, Bisping won't see it coming on one side.
Listen. Oh, go sit in the corner. I want you to think about your words and come back. Listen, I'm going to be honest. I may not think Michael Bisping is a... truly the real champ, but he would whoop me like I stole something. I can't even lie. I'm just going to tell you that right now. And I talk about Dan Henderson, and he's number 14, and he's 800 years old. He would whoop me like he stole something, too. So I'm going to be honest on that one.
You got one shot, Tate. You got one shot. No, that's all you got.
No, I don't. And you know what? Back when I was younger, I had a power. I packed some power. Not that kind of power. No, no, no. I got no shot.
Well, no, those 4-ounce gloves reinforced with the tape.
Listen, 4-ounce gloves, and they have to wear a 42-ounce glove, and I still would lose.
You put some cast in that glove?
Even if they legalize brass knuckles, I'm still going to go and put my money on one of those guys.
I see.
That's how bad it is.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
What do you do with Chris Weidman? Do you give him a title shot? He is definitely, because after losing three fights in a row, fighting a blown up welterweight, this fight shouldn't even count. I mean, he really fought a blown up welterweight. He has not beaten a true middleweight in ages. I think they could give him a title shot. I personally think that you have a title. If Whitaker's going to be on the shelf for a long period of time, I think you put Chris Weidman against Joel Romero, and the winner of that gets Michael Bisping.
I don't want to see that rematch so soon. I mean, they just fought, and Joel devastated him with a knee to the head in the third round. Okay,
so then you go Jacare Sosa versus him, or can you do this? Can you give Yoel Romero a title shot coming off of a loss?
I've seen it before. Gustafson.
So you would put Yoel Romero versus Michael Bisping for the title?
I would put Yoel Romero versus Michael Bisping more so than I would put Chris Weidman. I mean, the hype is already there. The narrative is there. And it was a relatively close fight that could have gone either way. I mean, he did win two out of the five rounds against Robert Whittaker. So if they want to do that, they can totally do that. But I think they're going to wait.
So you don't think they're going to let Bisping just sit and wait?
I really do think so.
I kind of think what's going to happen is you have Luke Rockhold. He's fighting David Branch. David Branch is the number 10th rate middleweight. If Luke Rockhold wins, then I think he's going to get the next title shot.
Really? I think he fights Chris Weidman again in a title eliminator to find out who is going to fight Robert Whittaker and Michael Bisping.
The reason why I think it makes total sense is you cannot have Michael Bisping sit that long. He's just sitting there.
He's got the cane going on. He's got that long layover. He's up there in age. He's doing a lot of broadcasting work. They're short on that. So
who fights less, Bisping or Conor McGregor? When's the last time who fought more recent? There's a long pause because you got to think that long because
no, it's but been Conor that... fought more Conor. Recently.
Yes. That was the Eddie Alvarez fight.
Yeah.
That's how long it's been since Bisping has fought. And because everyone's lost, this win with Chris Weidman's back in the picture. He shouldn't be, because with this, if he loses this fight, he has to leave this. If the funny thing about this fight with Kevin Gastelum is, it was a win or else. If he loses, he has no choice but to go up and wait.
Or to a different organization.
No, there's no way the UFC would know. They're not going to lose Gegard Mousasi and Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman's too big of a name. There's no way they're going to lose that. So, I think he would have had to move light heavyweight. But because of the way this division is, he gets to fall nicely into the number 6 spot. And he's right there for a title shot. And it's going to, it's going to be interesting to see what happens coming up between in September between David Branch and see who gets the title shot. Because if Luke Rockhold loses, and don't think there's it's out of the question that David Branch has the ability to win this fight.
Oh, totally.
And the reason why I say he does, normally I would not say he has a shot, but Luke Rockhold hasn't fought since he lost the title. The last time we saw him was over a year ago when he got knocked out by Michael Bisping.
Yeah, and he's got injured since, and he's just recently recovered from that injury. I mean, he's in for a good fight.
This win, it really puts the middleweight division in perspective here with Chris Weidman. So anything else you'd like to say about this division?
I'm pretty happy with this division, actually.
You may call it thin, but this is death row. This is a crazy division, and that's why everyone has losses, because everyone can kill everyone except for the champ.
Yeah, it's insane.
Is it sad to say that? And, you know, I hope I do not run in.
I did not see Michael Bisping beating Luke Rockhold, and he still knocked him out.
Here's the thing, though. That didn't shock me as much as other ones, because he had already caught Luke Rockhold before. It was one of those fights that was kind of like one of those grudge matches. It's kind of like Ohio State, Michigan, and, you know, one of them's like not good, but they get up for that one fight.
Yeah.
That was that moment.
Yeah, and Luke Rockhold got a little bit cocky, so it didn't really end well for him.
Yeah, exactly. So before we conclude and wrap things up, anything else you have to say about this division as far as the title picture goes? Before we wrap things up, my question is, when in the rankings, Anderson Silva is no longer in the top 10, because the whole situation where he couldn't get a fight. Do you still put Anderson Silva as one of the top 10 fighters?
Yeah, I definitely do.
I
think he definitely takes around towards the bottom end, but he could easily beat anybody here.
Yeah, I would mean here, meaning when you say here, he's talking about the whole list.
I'm honestly talking about the whole list. I don't see him beating Yoel Romero or Jacare, but I definitely think he has a great chance against all of these guys.
I would give Anderson Silva a shot against any of these guys. So right now, if this was my ranking, you know, number one is Bisping, Robert Whittaker's two, Luke Rockhold, and you know what? I just remember watching Robert Whittaker getting knocked out, getting stopped. I never saw Robert Whittaker getting to the level that he's gone a lot since he moved up in weight. He just caught on fire.
Maybe it's because of a weight cut. I mean, he was just dehydrating himself.
Exactly. This guy, the weight cut made him a average fighter at best, in my opinion. He moves up in weight, and he may be the best. He's arguably the best fighter in all of the middleweight, and that includes Bellator, 1FC. It doesn't matter. He could be arguably the best of them all.
He just got to beat Michael Bisping.
I'm so wrong to laugh that way. This is your UFC champion. You should take him serious.
Hey, he hasn't fought in years.
He fought in 82.
Too long.
All right. And here's a question. When is Lyoto Machida coming back?
Well, he got suspended for the anti-doping violation. It's almost finished, his suspension, I believe, so he should be back pretty soon. He's just a lot older now.
All right, here is my third OJ comment of the day. Lyoto Machida is the OJ of the UFC.
How so?
Okay, OJ, he got he went to prison. And listen, I'm not taking up for OJ or anything, so do not attack me about the OJ. I'm just talking about the reason why he's in jail. Guys come, he has some friends move, help him move. His friends steal his stuff. He goes and steals, goes and takes his stuff back, and he gets 33 years for stealing his own stuff back. Now, Lyoto Machida. Lyoto Machida is a nice, clean fighter. He's not dirty. USADA comes through, and they come for the testing. He passed the test, and then he tells them that he took something that he thought was totally legit. They suspend him for 2 years. He passed the test. He didn't do anything, but yet he got punished.
If the glove don't fit, must acquit.
You must acquit. So, Lyoto Machida got suspended for something that, you know, that he didn't even know. You know, it was a travesty why he got suspended, in my opinion. It's not a travesty, you know, I don't want to talk about OJ and right or wrong if he went to jail. I was just making a joke on that one, so don't hate me.
And I'm kind of glad that Leo took some time off in his last few fights. In his last few fights, he got knocked out.
Leota needed to take a year off, but this was way too long. This is going to make Leo. I wouldn't put Leota in it. Like, they have him ranked.
I'd put Anderson before Leota at this point.
Way before. Yeah. I wouldn't rank Leota right now. Leota has been gone so long.
Why is he even ranked? I mean, they take people off when they're not entered into, like, they took John Jones off for a while.
John Jones just appeared in the rankings this week.
Yeah, why is he still here? He should not be here. Put Anderson Silva in.
I agree.
Hey, journalists out there, what are you guys doing?
And we're looking at the rankings on ESPN.com, just to let you guys know.
Brett Okamoto, come on.
I have no clue why Lyoto Machida is even ranked whatsoever. There has to be, you know, there has to be someone else other than Lyoto, and that would be Anderson. Anderson should be there.
All right, fix it, Brett.
Fix it. This is my ranking, and I got Anderson at number. I actually rank him higher than Chris Weidman, which is going to be kind of crazy. So I'm going to put Anderson at number 6, Chris Weidman at 7, Jacare Souza at 8, Derek Brunson at 9, and David Branch at 10. That's my following up of that division.
I put him at 8, right above Brunson, since he got that victory.
All right. With that, thank you for tuning in, and we will be back tomorrow, because we will be talking about, what will we be talking about tomorrow?
UFC 214.
UFC 214. And there is a lot to talk about. Have a good night.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.